Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 54 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 54 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 58 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 57 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Clear. 56 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Clear. 54 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Clear. 51 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Sunny. 49 degrees.
Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo, mobile and monitoring. Michigan. Transmitting station, this is Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo. Your voice is readable, but there is heavy static, intermittent static.
Good copy, I appreciate that. I'm trying to get a new antenna on my phone. I appreciate it. KFA,
BOD. As additional information, that transmission was almost completely unreadable. Transmitting station, if you're still out there, your transmission has gotten worse than the last one. Whatever you're doing is not working. WAFFR.
Good morning. 0800 hours. Sunny. 51 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Sunny. 57 degrees. Good morning, 1000 hours. Sunny. 62 degrees.
KTL monitoring.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Partly sunny. 64 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Partly sunny. 66 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 66 degrees.
OK Mobile, we are up and monitoring.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 67 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Mostly sunny. 67 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 67 degrees. Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Partly sunny. 68 degrees.
Okay.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Sunny. 68 degrees. VHF hub, disconnected. Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny. 66 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Sunny. 64 degrees.
Good evening and welcome to the LaPierre County Net. This net meets every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on the W8 LAP repeater. This repeater is owned and operated by LaPierre County Amateur Radio Association and our repeater trustee is Mike Nichols, W8YRC. My name is Kevin. Call sign is KB8TAR. That'll be net control for this evening. At this time, are there any mobile or portable stations wishing to check in? Please call now.
NADELJN, mobile, this is Larry.
Hey, good evening, Larry, we've got you on the list. All right, any stations with announcements for the net, please call now. All right, nothing heard. Take your general check-ins now. Anyone wishing to join the net this evening, please call net control now.
KC8VHA, Dick.
All right, maybe a short net tonight. Dick, we got on the list, and there was a station in there that was really rough. I don't know if we had a double or you were just a long way away, but the Foxtrot Romeo station, please try again.
This is Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot Romeo. Name here is Ryan, and I just bumped up my power.
Yeah, that made all the difference in the world, Ryan. All right, we've got NADELJN, W8FFR, and KC8VHA on the list. Any other stations, please call now.
NATSP, Mayfield Township.
All righty, good evening, Rob. We got you on the list. All right, let's go to our mobile guy. NADELJN, KB8TAR. Go ahead, Larry.
KBATAR and everyone on the net, good evening. I have to run out to do a little errand, so I'm in the process of doing that. And it's fortunate I could check in now. Well, I took your advice, Kevin, and tried to catch a lightship. I ended up getting the lighthouse on Long Island, New York, but I tried to get the lightship at Port Huron, and I could barely hear it in the weeds. And unfortunately, just not good enough to reach it, which is kind of weird. You know how close we are. It must have been just skipping right over it. And geared up for tomorrow night's meeting. I'm not going to have much to show, but thank you very much for running areas, Kevin. We greatly appreciate your service to our club and our community for that. And that's it for me on this round. NADELJN, back to net.
Well, I didn't have much more luck on Lighthouse Day. Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock rolls around and I said, oh crap, it's Lighthouse Day. I completely forgot about it, so I got on and made one contact and then I got back to work. So I didn't have much luck either. Not reaching Port Huron, it could have been their antenna or your antenna or a combination of both. You know, depends on, like you already know, where your takeoff angle is. So, all right, let's break with Larry. Ryan, go ahead. W8FFR, KB8TAR, and standby Dick.
All right, thank you, Net Control. This is W8FFR, and I want to thank you for hosting the net again this week and allowing us to chat with each other. And, yeah, hearing you talk about the light ship, and I'm like, now I got to stop procrastinating and just get my general quest. I just keep making excuses for it, but I will get it. And I also guess tonight's one of those nights where I'm just going to need a little extra power to hit the repeater. I got to inspect my antenna to see if the animals decided to snack on it or not, but unfortunately did not get it on the pole last weekend. Parents weren't feeling well, and I was unable to get the time to see if the neighbors could help me put it up. So I don't think I could do it this weekend either. So it'll go up eventually, though. That's a full 20 foot that I want to get that antenna in the air. So I'll keep updating. Eventually it'll be up. Just don't know when. Back to you, Nick.
Yeah, Ryan, yeah, again, the power difference made all the difference in the world. Between almost no copy and full quieting. All right, another lesson learned, I guess. Let's see, KCVHA, pick you up. Go ahead, KB8TAR. Stand by, Rob.
Yeah, hi, everybody on the net. Everything's fine here. Waiting for summer to come back. It's kind of strange having a cold snap, talking 40 degrees tonight, maybe, so that seems kind of ridiculous, but anyway, we'll have to take what we get. It's kind of Michigan type of weather. So back to you, Kevin. KC8VHA.
I think the weather pattern has shifted over the decades. Dick, I saw a color on a small maple on July 31st this year. Usually recently it's been like mid-August, but it seems like fall is here already. And I remember getting on the school bus when I was a kid in September, and it was really hot. Short sleeve shirt and really hot on the bus, stifling. So I think the weather pattern has shifted for us here in the north anyway. All right, let's see. Rob, go ahead and I will take a standby. NAPSP, KB8TAR.
Talking about the light ship at Port Huron, I'm like, I remember that. I took the tour one day. It's been many years, but yeah, I took the tour. Pretty interesting. And that they still use that radio is even more interesting. But we've been working our camper every weekend, and getting our money's worth out of it. Right now, I'm just kind of tuning up a couple things on it. Tanya scratched her knuckle, and I'm like, well, we've got to find those sharp edges and file them down. So that's what I'm kind of taking care of at the moment, is finding little sharp things with all the cut aluminum that they put into these. Just enjoying the evening, cool evening. So back to you guys, and I'll be listening in. This is NATSP. Back to net control.
Well, we're gonna exercise ours this weekend. Robert made reservations up in Bay City. My wife doesn't get home till 5 o'clock or so, so we can only get so far on a Friday night. So. Chose Bay City. That's where we'll be this weekend. And let me break. Two announcements. One, Aries meeting is tomorrow night, 7 p.m. at 911. Anyone is welcome. And the second is, we're just talking about Lighthouse Week, and the next cool event, at least the neat event in my mind, is Route 66 event, which is about a week long, so it's more than a couple days. That's coming up in September, so that's a fun event as well. All right, we're at the bottom of our list for the first go-around, so we're looking for new check-ins. Any new stations wishing to join the net, please call now. got a late load tonight. Let's go up back up to Larry and see if he's still in his vehicle. N8LJN, KB8TAR.
Well, I'm still in the vehicle, but I just parked, and I'm going to step out a moment here while I take care of this. Doggone, there was something else I wanted to pass along. That Lightship, the Port Huron Lightship, has what they call a cage antenna. It's Charlie Alpha Golf Echo. I am not familiar with such an antenna design. Maybe somebody on the net tonight can educate me about that. And in addition to the event you were talking about, Lee Dezekin posted one for the Hawaii QSO party. So if you want to try to get a Hawaii station, I think it's coming up this weekend. He posted it on the General on the Slack channel, and so or on Slack on the General channel. Go check that out. And I'm going to try that because I have heard Hawaii only twice, but man, they cannot hear me. Well, that's about it for me. This is NEDLJN, and have a great evening, everyone. 7-3.
Hey, Larry, if I had to take a guess of the cage antenna, it could be a broadband wire horizontal antenna. And what they do, if I've got the right one in my mind, they take, if you can picture the horizontal wires, a bunch of them in a circle going along the length of the wire. So in effect, what it does is electrically increases the diameter of the radiant element and increases its usable frequency range, its bandwidth. Again, if I got the right one in my mind. So there you go. All right, Ryan, go ahead, stand by Dick, W8FFR, KB8TAR. Ryan, if you're there, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm here, KB8TAR. I don't know what that static was. That was not me. I was just about to depress the mic, and then all of a sudden that static came out of nowhere. So, no, I'm here, and my ears hurt now, but... in regards to the lighthouse day, I was up in Port Sanilac a couple days ago, and does the lighthouse up there participate in it? Because I thought it'd be cool if I could eventually hit it next time the event is on. So maybe someone on the net could answer that for me, and as long as work goes smoothly tomorrow, I should be able to make it to the Aries meeting. I really want to go, so... hopefully I'll get out in time to be able to make that. But anyway, that is it for me. Thanks again for hosting the net. It's always a pleasure talking with everybody. I'm saying 7-3. This is W8FFR. Back to you, net control.
Yeah, Ryan, the website has a list of participants, people who have signed up for it. But I posted that list on Slack. Yeah, I think it was under the general category. But there's a Word file list that I downloaded and put onto Slack. There were some, I don't know how many there were in Michigan, but if you could look down the list, you could figure it out. So, but I thought it might be neat to activate one. I thought about looking into that maybe next year myself. All right, Dick, go ahead. Stand by Rob, KC8VHA, KB8TAR.
Yeah, just 73 to everybody. Have a great night, and we'll talk to you all later. But back to you, KC8VHA.
All right, Dick. You guys take care. And let's see, Rob, you're next, and then we'll take a standby. Maybe we'll snag some more stations. N8PSP, KB8TAR.
Okay, this is N8PSP. You know, there's over 80 lighthouses in the state of Michigan, so should be able to find one. but that in itself is just kind of an incredible thing to have 80 just in our state. Just gotta find one that nobody's occupying, I guess. I don't know how that works. Do they take reservations? But, well, it's good to hear everybody out there, and glad everybody's safe out there. I was driving down Verner Road earlier today, and some poor chap's minivan was ablaze in his driveway. And he was trying to put it out with a garden hose. That wasn't working. And when I came back through, the police fire department was there helping him out. But I don't think his minivan's going very far anytime soon. So, 73, everybody, and stay safe out there, and have a great night. This is NAPSP, back to net control.
That's not good. There are 2 points on that, Rob, that always surprised me. Is one, that they don't burn more or catch on fire more. I think about all that gasoline and other oils floating around, fluids. And the other thing is I work in automotive, and all those materials in a car have to meet federal flammability requirements. And I've seen cars burn, and I saw a semi-truck burn once, and it just blows my mind, even though all those materials meet flammability requirements, that how quick those things go up. It just astounds me. So I don't know what good the flammability requirements are after seeing one burn. But all right, enough of that. We are at the bottom of our list for the second go-around, so any new stations wishing to join the debt, please call now. All right, nothing heard. Any other business or rechecks for the net this evening, please call now. All right, well, thank you, everyone, for joining the net this evening. A short net, but still good, and we'll talk to you guys next week, if not sooner. This is KBTAR returning the repeater to normal use, 7-3.
Good evening, 21 hours, clear, 61 degrees, VHF hub connected to LaPierre VHF. Good evening, 22 hours, clear. 57 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 52 degrees.